Hey, if you're looking for a great holiday gift for the Boston Celtics fan in your life, try my book, The Boston Celtics All-Time All-Stars, The Best Players at Each Position for the Seas. I went all the way back to the beginning of Boston Celtics history and picked two players at each position, plus two wild cards and two coaches, to put together an all-star team of all Boston Celtics greats. It was a very difficult process. I left some very important people off, but in the end, I think I've put together an amazing all-star team from Boston Celtics history. So go to wherever you can buy books, online or in stores, The Boston Celtics All-Time All-Stars, The Best Players at Each Position for the Seas, is now available. So go ahead and get a copy for the Boston Celtics fan in your life. Tristan Thompson's going to be out for a little while, so still the hospital Celtics. A little bit of the schedule release and Brad's desperate search for someone to step up on this Monday Locked On Celtics. Millie, let's go. Rainy J's back with the vengeance back. All the real Celtics fans in attendance. This the truth like 34. It's like walking in the garden when you hear the roars. Crowd goes crazy, most in-depth coverage on the daily, mainly podcast royalty, the content kings. When you talking about the franchise with 17 rings, focus like Danny at the deadline, global with it, got a local feel like the red line, the blue line, the green line, play it in between time. I'ma throw my C's jersey on in the meantime and press play. When the F's done, I can't wait until the next day, trying to stay in tune with the C's, that's the best way. Melly. Hey there, John Corrales here from MassLive.com. I am their Boston Celtics beat reporter and the host of this Locked On Celtics podcast, which comes to you on the daily, Monday through Friday. So if you're new, expect this podcast to drop every day, Monday through Friday. I get to take weekends off. Thank you very much. Unless there's a game or something big, but even then, I'll talk about it on Mondays usually. So that's your expectations. Please subscribe if you find that agreeable. All of you regular listeners, I really appreciate you rating, reviewing, sharing the podcast, and most importantly, following along and listening so much, so often. It's really, really appreciated. In today's show, talk about a couple of the things that we might have missed from last week. The Celtics spoke to the media on Friday and Saturday. Tristan Thompson, we knew he had a hamstring strain. Now we know how long it's going to keep him out. The schedule was released. A few thoughts on that coming up in segment two. Segment three, Brad Stevens made a couple of interesting comments about just looking for somebody, kind of anybody, to step up as the season is ready to start in, 2 weeks? Wow, not even. So let's get going here with Tristan Thompson. When the Celtics signed him, they knew that he had a strained hamstring. He suffered that in a workout before he got to Boston. The thing that kind of stuck out from the weekend availability is that he's going to miss a significant portion of training camp, which now makes it interesting to see how the rotation shakes out. Because obviously, they're already looking to make up for the loss of Gordon Hayward. They're already kind of trying to figure out how to work in a backup for Kemba Walker while he's working through his knee thing. And now if Tristan is out, then we'll assume that Daniel Theis is going to be the starting center. That's, I think, a safe assumption that might have been the safe assumption regardless of Tristan Thompson's health. But now the backup, if Tristan is not out there working on his timing, not out there working with these guys, I mean, you can sit there and watch from the sideline. You can learn the plays, you can learn the calls, but it's building the muscle memory that's really the important thing. It's being out there and knowing that when you hear the call, when you see your teammate do this, then you do that. When you hear something from the coach or from Marcus Smart who says, you know, here's this. You don't have the luxury of going, wait, what's this? What does this mean? What's my job? Because as the big, you're working pick and roll coverage. What are you doing? Are you dropping? Are you blitzing? Are you, you know, funneling him? Are you preparing for a late switch? There are so many different elements to how a big covers defensively. And there's a lot to everybody's jobs, but when you're the big, you're the eyes for everybody. And Tristan is going to have to get used to the terminology, get used to what the Celtics are trying to do, because the big man is down on the baseline and he sees everything in front of him. And if Jason Tatum is to his left and Jaylen Brown is off to his right, Marcus Smart's directly in front of him, and he sees somebody going to set a pick or do whatever, he has to let them all know. And if he's not saying the right thing, or if he's not saying it fast enough, that's the difference between a blown coverage or perhaps a foul. Like, there's so many intricacies here that a big not being good enough to call out the defenses, or fast enough calling out the defenses, or accurate enough calling out the defenses, that could lead to players in the perimeter fouling. So if the big is on the ball, then somebody like Jason Tatum can get through a play, over a screen, under a screen, whatever it is that he needs to do. If the big is late and Tatum is subsequently late, then maybe he fouls. Maybe he panics, or not panics, but tries too hard to do something and then pushes off of a pick too hard and draws a foul. Like, two early fouls for Jason Tatum, one could be the center's fault. You know what I mean? So when we think about basketball, like, that, you really got to go deep, deep, deep into what all these people's jobs are. So I'm not worried about Tristan Thompson's play. As I said last week, and as I wrote on Mass Live, you can almost take Tristan Thompson's play for granted, because you know what you're going to get. You know he's going to be solid eventually. You know he's going to rebound. You know he's going to set the picks. He's going to set good picks. He's going to roll. Eventually, you know, you can take some of the things that he's going to do for granted. But this bit of, like, learning curve is going to put him at a disadvantage early on. And the schedule, which I'm going to talk about in the second segment, is so condensed. It's so rapid fire that each day that you're not up to speed, each day you're not on the ball, that is a potential game-changing thing. Everything is magnified this season. Everything is magnified. So it sucks that he was hurt coming in. There's nothing that you can do. It's just that, I don't want to say just, because hamstring strains suck, but they're not going to force it. They're not going to push it. It is what it is, but it sucks. And now you have to rely more on Grant Williams, the two Williamses. Grant Williams, who was talking on Saturday, says, you know, he's ready. If you want me to play the four, I'll play the four. If you want me to play the five, I'll play the five. Great. And I think this is a great opportunity for Grant Williams to get out there and make the most of some minutes, because Tristan Thompson's not only going to not be up to speed, his cardio is not going to be fully up to speed either. Like, he's not going to be able to go out there and play 30 plus minutes. He's going to play like 20 something minutes, and he'll have to maybe play shorter stints. So the Celtics might have to go small, or might have to rely on Grant a little bit. This is also an opportunity right now for Robert Williams. This is the stuff that we don't see. This is the stuff that I can't see because COVID has kept all of the reporters out of the building. So we can't even see the after practice stuff. I can't even tell you if he's wearing the green or the white jersey to signify like he's practiced with the starters or the bench. None of that. So I can't even see what's happening in these moments. But this moment is a big chance for Robert Williams. And frankly, if the moment isn't ready, like if he's not ready for the moment, if the moment isn't going to give Robert Williams significant playing time, aren't we at a point now where it's just like, just trade him? Just trade him to a team that's going to develop the kid. Like if I'm his agent, I'm looking at this situation. If Robert Williams doesn't crack this rotation, if he's still sitting on the bench, if I'm his agent, I'm saying, hey, look, is there anything we can do to get him to a team that will actually play him 30 minutes and develop him? Because his long-term future is at stake. If you don't need him, if you're not going to use him, like we'd prefer him not to be a just-in-case type of guy. You know, can we get my client to a place where he actually has a chance to earn an NBA living by getting the reps that he needs? That's a possibility here. Like I see Robert Williams this season as, if he's still sitting on the bench, then do the guy a favor and just move him. Move him somewhere that can use him, because it's just not worth it. You know, and I think he's got NBA potential. Like I'm still on board with Robert Williams. I criticize him a bunch because I think he has the potential. If he was just not good, I'd just say, he's not good. But I think he can be good. And I think the Celtics think he can be good. But, you know, you've got Tice here. Like, at some point, you're going to pass the point where he's going to develop for you. And I don't think, like, I just think he needs to have, it needs to happen this year. So, I mean, unless they trade Daniel Tice, I don't know. I don't think they're going to trade Daniel Tice because they're in win now mode. And Daniel Tice helps them win now. That's just, he helps them win now. He anchored a top 10 defense last season. He helps them. And unless Robert Williams can go steal that spot from him, then one of them's got to go. And it's going to end up being Robert Williams if he can't crack the rotation. He just needs to crack this rotation. Eventually, I think Tristan Thompson can work his way into the starting lineup, or at the very least, the finishing lineup. But Tristan Thompson has the ability to do a lot of things and do some of the things that Daniel Tice does while doing some of the things that Daniel Tice can. And Tice is going to have to be a more willing three-point shooter and show his value on the pick and pop. That's his big... That's one of his big differentiators there, as that stretch big. He's got to show that value. So Tristan Thompson's going to miss a majority of training camp, which will spill into the beginning of the season. That schedule kind of sucks. It's condensed, just like everything else this season, and I'm going to talk about that next. I also like the nice condensed flavor of Built Bars. They're very small. They're easy to carry around, but they are delicious. And in that small packaging is a lot of flavor, a good hearty protein bar that gives you everything you need. So 18 flavors, really like candy bar-like flavors that are covered in chocolate, non-nut flavors for those of you who have allergies. Very soft and easy to chew. Great for a health-conscious person that is looking to lose or maintain weight. Low calorie, low sugar, high protein, high fiber. Great for a keto diet. That's what you want in a protein bar. My favorite has 19 grams of protein and 180 calories, which is great for right after a workout. You can have one of these for breakfast. I used to do a Built Bar, a banana, and a glass of water, and that really gets you a nice start to your day. But you can play around with it and see what works best for you just by going to BuiltBar.com and using the promo code LOCKEDON. That's going to get you 20% off your next order. Even if you've used it before, you get to use it again. So use promo code LOCKEDON for 20% off at BuiltBar.com. Have you subscribed to the Locked On Celtics podcast yet? You can wherever podcasts exist, and you can follow us on Spotify. With the release of the NBA schedule, that means a reunion is in order. That's right. Jay King, Sam Packard, and I will do what we do every year when the schedule is released. And now, since they're doing it in two halves, we're going to do it twice. But at some point this week, we haven't done it yet, but this week, Jay, Sam, and I will get together and we will predict the result of every game currently on the schedule. So make sure you're subscribed to the Locked On Celtics podcast to get that here. And then also, I'll hop on. We'll do half of it on Anything Is Pottable. They're nice and much smaller podcast on The Athletic. So make sure you're subscribed to get that. It's always a fun show. Grab a couple of beers. We can't do it in person, which sucks, but we'll grab a few beers. We'll crush those while crushing the schedule, which, by the way, is a very condensed mess of a schedule that I do not like. I do not like the way this is going. I do not like this season. I can only hope that this NBA season goes a lot better than I think it will. I'm not happy with the COVID situation. The Portland Trailblazers shut down their practice facility. It was out of an abundance of caution, quote unquote, but they did have some positive tests. The Celtics, as far as I know, so far, nothing. But I can't say for sure. I asked Brad Stevens. He said, we basically can't tell you. It's got to come from the league. We don't know if anybody's on the COVID plan, the COVID protocol. So, but if that happens, if somebody does get it, that's going to be significant. Because when you look at this schedule, there are a lot of games. There are only two times in this first half of the season where the Celtics get 2 days off in a row. That only happens twice. And the first time is not until January 18th and 19th. The Celtics start their schedule on the 23rd. There's two preseason games on the 15th and the 18th. They play the 23rd, their opener at home against Milwaukee, Christmas Day at 5 against Brooklyn. Then they spend 4 days in Indiana to do that baseball-style series type of thing. So they play at Indy the 27th and the 29th. And then that's a back-to-back. They have seven back-to-backs in the first half of this season. Seven. I think they had 12 all of last year. So the league is really testing the limits of all of this sports science that was about load management. I think the basketball is going to be kind of ugly. I think we have the potential for injuries. I think this is just going to be a mess. But anyway, they do this back to back. They do the Indy series, and then they do Indy on the 29th, and then come back to play. Yes, on a back to back, they play Memphis. But then, just one day off, they're in Detroit for a two-game road series on Friday and Sunday for against the Pistons. And then they have a back-to-back. They go to Toronto. So, okay, I can see that. Toronto's close to Detroit. Then you fly down to Miami. That's not close. Where's the minimized travel in all of this? I thought this was supposed to be, we're trying to limit travel. Now, I have to go through and see what the mileage is on all of this, but I'm not seeing any reduced travel. I'm seeing increased stress on these guys. You play the back-to-back, one day off, go to Miami. One day off, come home, play Washington. One day off, at home, Miami. One day off, go to Chicago, and then home to face Orlando on a back-to-back. You do the Orlando two-game series. But still, every other day until after they face the Knicks on January 17th. So what's that? 5, 6, 10, 14, 15 games before they have 2 games off. 2 days off, I should say. I just, this is where I'm saying, this is where The more I talk about it, the more I hate it. When we do our podcast picking all of these games, my head's going to explode. Because I not only no Kemba. So no Kemba against Milwaukee and Brooklyn and Indiana. Limited Tristan Thompson. Trying to figure out how the hell they're going to fill the Hayward minutes, which I'm going to talk a little bit about in the next segment. So after they go on the road to Philly, one day off, Cleveland at home, Chicago on the road back-to-back. Fly to San Antonio. Then you have 2 days off there. And then you have LA at home on national TV, and then a road trip, a West Coast swing. So I'm sorry, there are three times where they have 2 days off in a row. Because after that West Coast swing, February 2nd, Golden State, Sacramento on a back-to-back. Sacramento's close. That's not too bad. The Clippers, Phoenix, Utah, every other day. Then they have 2 days off before they come home for a five-game homestand, including a back-to-back in the middle of that. It's really condensed. I think my point is made. Just to wrap it up, the Atlanta home series there, go to New Orleans, one day off, a back-to-back at Dallas, at Atlanta, one day off, home to play Indy, one day off, home against Washington, one day off, Clippers at home, one day off, Toronto at home. And then that's the all-star, quote-unquote all-star break. They're going to pack a lot in. This has the potential to be tough. The Celtics, and every team has this. So I don't want to overblow and make it seem like everyone else has like 3 and 4 days off and the Celtics are the only team that's going through this. So as we'll... Yeah, I'm sure when we talk to Brad Stevens, and he said it before too. It's the same for everybody. Everybody's going through this. But still, I don't like that condensed. The more time that Kemba misses, that's a ton of games. And we're already looking at five games. They said they're going to update his status in the first week of January. So that's six games. So the first week of January takes us to that Detroit, so that's 7, 8, 9, 10, potentially 10 games missed there, and that's just for the update. It's a lot. It's a lot, and I don't like it. Hopefully, the Celtics can find somebody to step up. And there's this, I guess, almost desperation, because you don't hear Brad Stevens say things like this very often. But I'll read you his quotes when I come back about this need to find somebody soon. We'll do that and a little bit of Jason Tatum Muscle Watch next. Be sure to follow our social channels at LO Celtics on Twitter and at Locked On Celtics on Instagram. The wait is almost over. The 2020-21 NBA season is almost here, and the Locked On NBA podcast will get you ready with a special week of shows beginning December 14th. You'll get previews of every team, division by division, from all 30 of our Locked On local experts. That includes me. Plus, waiver wire additions from the Locked On Fantasy Basketball podcast, rookies to watch from Chad Ford, and predictions on each division from Rejecting the Screen. This is a big, massive season preview series. So subscribe to Locked On NBA wherever you got this podcast. So as I painfully laid out that schedule, it's clear the Celtics are going to need somebody to step up. There's too much. There are too many games. The Celtics have put a premium on preserving their guys. So that means somewhere in that schedule, Jason Tatum's going to get a night off. Jaylen Brown's going to get a night off. Marcus Smart's going to get a night off. And this is just assuming no injuries, which, I mean, is asinine, right? These are the hospital Celtics. So they're going to need somebody. And Brad Stevens basically said, like, yes, he admitted to that. He's Brad Stevens is so measured that it's hard to, like, look at some of the quotes and have him, like, make it seem like it's a big deal. But he's, because he's so measured, when he actually admits certain things, like, you say, well, oh, wow, okay. So what he said Saturday night, said, I think the biggest thing we can do is try to improve individually, try to improve this group collectively, find a couple of guys that can help us sooner rather than later, and try to put our best foot forward when December 23rd comes around. Find a couple of guys that can help us sooner rather than later. The development, that development thing? Nah. We need somebody now. Now. Another quote from that same availability on Saturday. We'll try to be ready as quickly as we can. It won't be a full team for that early part of the season, which is why it's important that we find a few guys that can impact winning against the best of the best. It's going to be quite a challenge. We're looking forward to it. Certainly, we're going to do everything we can to play our best as soon as possible. It's important that we find a few guys that can impact winning against the best of the best. He is basically signaling to his team, somebody, one of you out there, is going to have to rise up to this occasion. We're going to put guys in these spots. We're going to put guys in these spots. Everybody's going to get a chance. So I talked about Robert Williams. Robert Williams will get his opportunity somehow, somewhere, and he better be ready for it. Other guys, Romeo Langford at some point when he gets back, but he's not in a position to do anything now. Grant Williams is going to have an opportunity. Like, Grant Williams has this chance to really step up and be that real important 3-and-D stretch 4 kind of glue guy, set picks, play that good team defense, be able to switch. Grant Williams has a big opportunity. Semi Ojeleye is going to have a great opportunity here. It would be a great story if Semi Ojeleye can step up, because he was the guy that was not even supposed to be here, but because Gordon Hayward left, it's like, okay, we're bringing Semi back. He knows it. We all know it. But if he's improved enough, and look, it's his, what, third year in the league? This is his chance. This is your chance, Semi Ojeleye, to go out there and hit that three more consistently. Be a guy that the Celtics can lean on. Javonte Green. We haven't talked about Javonte Green at all. He's on the team. His contract is non-guaranteed until, I think, February. So his position on the team is tenuous, but he had opportunities last year. He's a guy that they're going to call on to defend wing guys. Carson Edwards, Peyton Pritchard, Aaron Nesmith. Those guys are going to get their opportunities. Now, I'm not going to say Tremont Waters exactly. Taco Fall, not necessarily. I know that Taco's not ready, but people are looking at Tremont Waters. He's still on a two-way deal, so he's still limited. This year's rules are you've got 50 games, 5-0. So unless he plays early and is so awesome that they say, you know what, we've got to upgrade his contract. Sorry, Javonte, we're going to cut you and upgrade Tremont Waters. Unless that happens, then the Celtics may have to just lean more into Peyton Pritchard at first. They're both young. Pritchard, in fact, I think Pritchard's probably older than him because he played in college for 4 years. But I think Pritchard would get the opportunity at that point guard before Tremont, but maybe not. Maybe I'm wrong there. But Nesmith certainly has a chance. You're the, you know, You're the laser shooter. Go out there and you know, hit some threes. You're going to have the opportunity to hit those shots early on. We know that Tatum and Jaylen Brown and Marcus Smart, Daniel Tice, rotation players. Tristan Thompson's going to be in the rotation. Jeff Teague's going to be in the rotation. Those guys are going to get their chances. Everyone else, get ready. You're going to be thrown into the fire. And the leash is going to be short. Because if you can't show that you can contribute right away, then Brad Stevens has to show some. He has to look for somebody else that can. Because there's no room this season to wait around. Everything is flying at the Celtics fast. Every day, every other day. Like I said, only three chances for them to take a day off and just get off of their feet and have like an extra day. You know, like that's not ideal. And so to spread out the impact of that, a lot of these guys are going to get the opportunity. But because things come at them fast, there's just no room to wait for one guy. Say, oh, you know, Shemmy's a little cold. You just got to get him going. Nope. Sorry, Shemmy. I hate to say it. Pressure's on, but you can't come out cold. You can't have a three-game stretch where you're 0 for 3, 0 for 4, 0 for 4. Sorry. Someone else is going to have to hit those shots. Is that fair? No, but the NBA is not fair. NBA is cruel and cold. So Brad Stevens desperately searching for some help. Jason Tatum is going to be able to carry some of that load. And judging from the picture that the Boston Celtics tweeted out, I don't know, those shoulders look just a little bit broader. Maybe he can handle that load a little bit. Now, I can't tell for sure. One thing that this offseason, the condensed offseason, robbed us of was the real muscle watch. The guys who put on 10 pounds of muscle over the season. We didn't get that this offseason, I should say. We were robbed of that. But I will say this. Jason Tatum right now, you look at him, he looks so different than his rookie year. Like, it is an incredible transformation. In his rookie year, when the Celtics said, yeah, he's going to need to bulk up, he has bulked up. He has done a very good job of creating, like, he had the NBA frame, but he turned himself into an NBA body. And he can still, I mean, he's what, 23? Like, he still has, like, a long way to go to still do more. It's a testament to his work. And it's, I think something like adding that muscle helps him. It just helps him be more durable. It helps him just handle that, not just the beating of the NBA, but the more musculature you have around your joints, the more of the pressure the muscles can do, the better they hold those joints. They add to the stability around the knees, around the ankles. That helps keep you healthier. Without that musculature, there's less stability. So it's a real testament to the work that he's put in. He's grown into a real NBA body, which is awesome. So just wanted to bring that up. Little Jason Tatum muscle watch there. Speaking of Tatum, happy third birthday to Deuce. Really the biggest star in the family, Deuce Tatum. 3 years old and just growing up before our eyes. That little guy is so great. One thing that I miss is watching him running around on the floor before games. I saw him like hanging out with cheerleaders, hanging out with like the pom-poms, the dancers. Like he's just a star. So happy third birthday to Deuce Tatum. Almost as importantly, happy 64th birthday to Larry Bird. the second biggest star in what we're talking about here. Happy birthday to Larry Bird, and thank you, Sean Kemp, for the best Larry Bird story. To me, it challenges the Xavier McDaniel, I'm going to hit this shot in your face, and he hits the shot in Xavier McDaniel's face. If you haven't seen it or heard it, he was Sean Kemp was on All the Smoke, and I think it was, or was it the Knuckleheads? One of those podcasts with former players. And he told a story about Larry Bird just torching him for like 40-something. Before the game, like at the jump ball, this is the story from Sean Kemp. This is Larry comes over and says, are you the guy that broke all my high school records? Kemp says, yeah, that's me. You're also the guy who used to dunk on my brother. Because Kemp is from Indiana. And Kemp says, yeah, that's me. That's right. And Larry says, all right, I got something for you tonight. And just proceeds to eviscerate him on the court. And that, to me, is just God-level shit. God-level. Just, oh yeah, you're the guy who broke all my records and dunked on my brother. Well, prepare to die. It's very Inigo Montoya from The Princess Bride. Hello, my name's Larry Bird. You broke my records. Prepare to die. Awesome story. Happy birthday, Larry Legend. One of the greatest of all time in all NBA history. It pains me that the young kids don't really fully appreciate it. Larry Bird would dominate in every era. Larry Bird would be a god in today's game. Just a god. Him shooting threes, the freedom to shoot threes like he has. Woo! That's a whole other podcast. I'm going to continue doing these podcasts all week long. It's a Monday through Friday podcast. The Celtics are talking again on Monday afternoon. Brad Stevens and a couple of players. So I will be talking about anything of note that comes out of that. And I will play for you anything of note that comes out of that as well. So if you're new, please subscribe to get that directly to your device. Regular listeners, you know what to do. A 5-star rating if you haven't given us that yet. A good written review would be awesome if you haven't done that yet. And share the podcast, please. Tell all of your friends that they should be listening to the Locked On Celtics podcast here on the Locked On Podcast Network.